Macmillan Audio presents The Last Refuge by Ben Coase. Read for you by Peter Herman. Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Francis Scott Key, The Star-Spangled Banner. Chapter 1. Aspen Lodge, Camp David, Catoctin Mountain Park, near Thurmond, Maryland. President Rob Allaire sat in a comfortable red-and-white upholstered club chair. His worn L.L. Bean boots were untied and propped up on a wood coffee table. Allaire wore jeans and a faded long-sleeve, red Lacoste rugby shirt. His longish brown hair was slightly messed up, and there was stubble across his chin. To his right, Allaire's yellow lab, Ranger, lay sleeping. Another dog, an old English bulldog named Mabel, was napping by the fireplace, the sound of her snoring occasionally making Allaire look up. To most Americans, the sight of the slightly unkempt President of the United States might have been off-putting, perhaps even a little shocking. If Allaire looked as if he hadn't taken a shower in 2 days and had worn the same pants an entire weekend, during which he chopped half a cord of wood...